May 5th is the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit Peoples. The day is meant to remember those who have lost their lives to ongoing colonial gender-based violence, as well as the families and communities that live with the grief of these deaths every single day. May 5th is also referred to as Red Dress Day, which came from a campaign titled the Red Dress Project. The Red Dress Project was started in 2014 by Métis artist Jamie Black as a way of symbolizing and memorializing missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit peoples. At Simon Fraser University, red dresses can be seen hung all throughout the Student Union building. And on May 5th, a memorial and tabling event was hosted at the Student Union building by SFU's Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, the Simon Fraser Student Society's Women's Center, and the Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies at SFU. CJSF visited the memorial and had a conversation with Paola Quiros Cruz, educator for the SFU Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office. During our conversation, we discussed how Red Dress Day is not just a day of mourning and remembrance, but a day of mobilization and continued action. Please take a listen to our conversation.
So as you know, May 5th is the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit People. So as a non-Indigenous individuals who work at the SVSBO, we started this initiative like 2-3 years ago. So what you are seeing today is a collaboration between the SVSBO, also the SFSS Women's Center, the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies Department, to honoring Red Dress Day. Today is a time to remember, a time to reflect on the lives of, as I say before, the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people who have been lost to colonial and gender-based violence and that continue being disappeared and being murdered every day in this city and in this country.
What sort of resources and things are available at the tables here today?
Yeah, so we have a resource that the Indigenous Student Center create to kind of explain folks who don't know about May 5th what it is. Then we also have it's more like a children's book just to share the story of the red dress and how this person is preparing that morning to go to one of the marches. And then this little girl is asking her mom, why is that we're going there? And it's because one of the aunties, the sister of this mother, is no longer there. So it's like that story. So then that's another way for people to interact with the table. We have some pins, so then people can come and make their own pin. We have like some coloring pages from different Indigenous artists. And then we also invite people to bring something to the table as an offering for those who are no longer here. But if they don't have that, they can take one of the roses or the petals that we have on the table. And the invitation is that they can go somewhere in nature and they think and reflect of all these women and girls and Two-Spirit folks who are not with us, and they kind of lay the flower on nature on behalf of them. Yes, we have also some postcards that are like red dresses postcards, let's see. And then we're inviting people to write down their daily commitment. What is that they can do on their daily lives to end this epidemic that has been impacting Canada for so many years.
You know, for people that do need it, because, you know, this day is one that is tied to a lot of hardship and a lot of trauma and a lot of ongoing issues that we're still dealing with. What sort of resources at SFU, either through the SVSSPO or any other organization, can people reach out to if they need help?
Yeah, so if there are Indigenous students or faculty and staff that they need support Today at the Indigenous Student Center, there are some care circles happening, and they are going to do some embroidery as well. They can go any other day, not necessarily today. And then also they can come to the SVSPO, the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, if they need support and guidance. And then we have create kind of like a resource page where you can see more organizations around Metro Vancouver, where folks can access those organizations if they don't feel comfortable either coming here to the ISC or the SVSPO.
What do you hope people who visit the table, like, what do you hope one of their, I guess, main takeaways are? Like, what do you hope they take away from what you've set up here essentially today?
Yeah, I think that the most important part is to remember that Indigenous people are not part of history. They're part of our daily lives. They are the stewardships of this land. And unfortunately, women, girls, and Two-Spirit people, and other folks as well, continue being impacted by colonialism and by what I say before, this epidemic. So what I hope is that we think and take a moment to think, hey, maybe the person that is sitting next to me on the bus is an Indigenous person that may have a family member that is no longer here, just to kind of connect with this present and this reality. So that this is not something that happened 100 years ago, 50 years ago. This is happening every day in Canada. So then that's my hope, our hope, is that we leave this space thinking, what can I do? This, I cannot continue being just like a passive bystander. I cannot continue, laughing about very problematic jokes about Indigenous people in this land. I cannot continue just looking on the side and just maybe enjoying the beauty of the city, but not thinking who were or who are the stewards of this land. So it's just connecting deeply with the present and what is that we can do to create a commitment, and also invite people to be more curious, so then maybe they can read the final report from the National Inquiry on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit. Or, as I say, they can hang a red dress, like small actions, right? They can attend any of the events today, or they can start donating to initiatives, Indigenous initiatives, like the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, the Native Women's Association of Canada, or the Aboriginal Mother Center Society. This is just to name a few, because there are so many other initiatives out there. So that in some way you live, reflect, but you take action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a period of reflection, of mourning, but action also needs to occur, and that's part of what this table and this event that you've put on is trying to encourage.
Yes, and we are also, since last year, we decided to expand it to other campuses. So it's happening in Vancouver. In Vancouver, it's more like a self-reflect table, because we don't have volunteers there, but then folks can interact with the table still. And we have one in Surrey as well. And then I think the other commitment is like, what is that we can do as a non-Indigenous folks, right? So it is not on Indigenous people to educate us on this day. It is on us to learn more about it, yeah.
Once again, that was our conversation with Paola Quiros-Cruz, educator with the SFU Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, about the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit Peoples. For further information, support, and resources, you can visit the Red Dress Day event page at sfu.ca/indigenous. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.